Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Get ready for the Alicia Doss Show, the place where you get positive and angelic information for inner and outer transformation. Here's Alicia.
Hi, and welcome to Live Your Love. Thank you so much for joining us for this special, special show. And we have a guest with us. Would you like to say hello?
Hello. Welcome, everyone.
This is Michael Hayes, and we are doing a very spontaneous show to bring release and love to the LA fires. But really, this is so relevant wherever you are, because it's really about we, of course, live in the Palisades. I used to say lived, but I refuse to say that anymore, because I'm affirming we will rebuild and we will go back. But it's really about how to weather any challenge with spirit, because that was surely my experience. And I don't want to speak for Michael, but I'm guessing that was your experience too, Michael, that spirit was holding us through all of it.
Yes, I was very, very much in that, having that very same experience.
And you know, we're going to start with calling in the light, as we always do. And then I just want to share really the hope for our world that came from this, of course, devastating event, and really want to wrap our arms, spirit's arms around those hurting. And still, of course, the fire is still raging here in LA, and my beloved all over the world listening to this, it is what you see on the news and worse. And we, you know, I ran through flames with flames on either side. You go through flames, have heard so many stories. So it's almost as bad as that what you see. It is as dramatic as what you see on the news, and of course worse to be here. And there is optimism, there is hope, there have been miracles. I will share all of that. And I have not done a live show in a few years, so this is exciting and beautiful for us to be gathered together to bring healing to each other and to our planet at this time. We really talk about whatever fires we're facing, whether it's literal fire or whether it's our own personal challenges. It's really how to invite spirit in every moment of that. So with that, we will call in the light. If you're driving, please keep your eyes open but still participate. If you're not driving, then do go ahead and close your eyes. And just, if you might, just place a hand on your heart. Right on your heart chakra, right in the middle of your chest. And really be aware of your humanity. Just press your hand on your chest, especially if you're one of those who's been weathering the fires, or any fire. Life can be a fire. Really just press your hand down and feel your humanity under your hand. Feel your precious heart beating, your chest rising and falling, and just bring so much love. Just wrap your arms around yourself right now. Bring so much love and compassion and empathy to yourself. Even if you're not directly in the line of fire, you still felt the, if you're in the California, certainly the group collective fear, and even in the U.S., and even in the world watching it. So it's really time to just be tender with yourself. Boy, this level is very mortal. We are very mortal. Our souls are immortal. But right now we're giving humanity to our mortality. Right? So just sending the light to your beautiful inner child, usually residing around your second and third chakra in the belly area. See a beautiful line of light flowing from the highest realms of light through your crown chakra, the top of your head, through your heart, into your belly. Bringing love, bringing light. Just telling your sweet inner child, you don't have to navigate this one. I will do that. Your job is to be happy and healthy. And now, see that light extending through your root chakra and into the center of the earth, grounding you, connecting into the golden Christed orb in the center of the earth, grounding you, bringing you solidarity, stability at this time. You're not grounding your spirit, you're bringing your spirit all the way in to your physical body. Now be aware, not taking the energy from the earth up, but just flowing up into your highest realms of light. Now we ask an open into the light of the Holy Spirit, into the light of the Christ, asking that any stress, and now here's where I want you all to release any collective anxiety. Just release any collective stress from anybody dealing with the fires, including yourself, from our state, from our world. Just release any collective stress. We ask that any negativity, karma, imbalances just be taken and transmuted. Maybe it's just from listening or watching the news, reading it. Just let it all go. Yes, let it all be taken and transmuted as we open into the light of the Holy Spirit and everywhere for the highest good, placing this time together into God's light. Each one of us, each one to listen to the archives, each one on our planet, with a special blessing wrapping around those affected directly by the LA fire. Special blessing, angels, to all of us, and especially to those who lost their homes, those who are displaced from their homes. They might truly feel the hand of God upon them at this time. Yes, if all of this occur for the highest good, and so be it. Michael, would you like to add anything?
Dear Lord, we ask for your blessing to be with our governments and with this the United States, in particular, on this day of the presidential inauguration and this day of honoring Martin Luther King and his message of unity, togetherness, and the essential freedom and dignity of all. We ask this light to bless the world to live in a greater peace and greater togetherness, a greater regard for the good of all. We thank you, Lord, and so be it.
So be it. Amen, and may it be so. Okay, so everybody just taking a deep breath. Feel everybody collectively breathing in with you. Collectively breathe in love. As you exhale, let go of anything less than love. Beautiful. Now breathe in light. And as you exhale, let go of anything less than light. You might even see them just going from you. Just see them going. You might comb your aura. I'm sure you know how to do that. And just fling out anything less than light or love. One more deep breath in. Breathe in joy. Always present, even in these circumstances. And as you breathe in joy, wherever that joy needs to go, perhaps to your belly, breathe it in, and as you exhale, let go of any fear. Just let it go. Give it, let it discharge into the earth. Let it go. And one more deep breath. Breathe in love, light, and joy. And as you exhale, that love, light, and joy amplifies all. So be it. Okay. And let's have a little discussion and then feel free to call in and ask us questions. Okay, Michael, did you want to ask me anything?
Yeah, I actually just really wanted to know more about this experience you had dealing with the fires and and the uprooting of your familiar life and how you handled it.
Well, thank you. And the reason Michael is asking me questions is because this is my show, but Michael and I will be doing an event together on Wednesday, which if you'd like to attend that, that's entirely free. That's at 6:30 p.m. And it is, let's see, I think the best
Pacific
way...
Pacific Coast time.
Thank you very much. The best way to get the free, the link to that, the Zoom link, is just email me, Alicia Doss, just my name, alicia@aliciadoss.com, and I will send you the link. So just email me if you'd like the link to that. I think that's probably going to be the best way. Okay, so please, what my experience, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, it was very dramatic. We live in the Palisades Highlands, and in the Palisades Highlands, there is one, that's a mountain, and there is one way in and out of the mountain. I mean, I suppose it would be a small mountain, but it is still a mountain, and there is absolutely one road in and out. Maybe eventually we'll have more than one, but right now there's one road in and out. There is a fire road, and the fire road is where the fire was, at least where the fire had spread to. So we had one way in and out. Now, in the Highlands, we are, I won't say we're used to fires, but we had, this was our third fire in about a month. First fire was in Malibu. We were under evacuation warning, did not have to evacuate. The second fire was in the Palisades, and they put that out within an hour. Because the reservoir, I guess that was about a month and a half ago, the reservoir was full. As most of you know from watching the news, the reservoir was empty with this fire. That's part of why it was so dangerous and spread so quickly, and why they couldn't put it out more quickly. And so we were still under evacuation warning. This fire was incredible. It spread so fast. We went from evacuation warning to go, which is literally go, probably within an hour. And we hadn't prepared anything. Actually, I had just bought a go bag but hadn't packed it yet. And so our son, panicked and drove off. And so of course we jumped in the car and followed him. He went to the fire road, which is where the fire was. And we didn't know where he was. Of course, I'm panicking. And so we drive down the one road to try to get out to find my son. And when we drove down, it was, as you can imagine, a massive line of cars trying to get out. So I had actually tested positive for COVID that morning. So feeling awful, I jumped, the mama bear kicks in. I jumped out of the car, which was, I don't know, probably a couple miles back from the front. And time, spatial relations are not my specialty, so I'm going to go with a couple miles. Felt like 200, but it was probably closer to a mile and a half or two from sunset. Mind you, Palisades Drive, the one road in and out, is a dead end. It runs into a dead end. So we were trapped. The fire had spread from the top of the mountain where we were all the way to the end of the mountain in perhaps an hour. So I jump out of the car in my slippers and start running, and there's fire on either side of us. I start running through the debris and the smoke and trying to find my son, because the cars are not moving. And so I'm running in and out of the cars. The firemen are yelling at me to get back in the car. Of course, I'm ignoring them because I'm on a mama bear, mission here. I get all the way to sunset. He's nowhere to be seen. People are starting to abandon their cars. And I'm, of course, panicking. The firemen who are just angels on earth. Angels on earth. The firemen are screaming at me to get back in my car. I can't find Joshua, so I run back to the car with COVID in the smoke. And I go back to the car, and the firemen are yelling at us to go back to our home. And we're like, you mean the one net where the fire started? Because the fire started about a mile and a half from our home. And it's already spread the 3 miles down the hill. And they're saying, yes, we can't get you out. It's a dead end, and all these cars are abandoned now. So we go back to the home, first, there's no cell service because we don't have much cell service anyway on the mountain, and everybody's on their phones, and there's thousands of people, or at least, I don't know, probably about 1,000 people. I don't know how many trapped up there. And thank God, by some miracle, Joshua gets through on the cell service and says he had gotten out by some miracle. So he's now driving down a black sky PCH. Thank God. So now I can breathe easier because I know he's going to be okay. Of course, he's now panicking because now his parents are trapped. And so I'm talking to him and not packing anything because I'm trying to calm him down. And then we get this very oblique or obtuse notice that says, Palisades Drive is now open to monitor traffic. Well, we don't know what the heck that means, but we jump in the car, drive down Palisades Drive, and they have bulldozed 100 abandoned cars to the side of the road. Thank God. Now we are no longer, hopefully, trapped. So, I mean, they are heroes. Heroes, let's all take a moment and send so much love and light to our brave firefighters, not only from L.A., but of course you've seen, they came from Canada, they came from Mexico, Utah, Oregon, I even think New York, all the different firefighters. Let's please send them so much tender love and light and gratitude. Thank you. So they have bulldozed the cars to the side. I mean, poor cars, but, you know, they needed to get us out. So now there's explosions on either side, fire's going, and the firefighters are yelling at us, go, 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 go. Because, of course, your instinct is not to drive through all this, but we did, and we got out. And, you know, it was just, of course, I'm praying the entire time. And there was so much grace in the midst of crisis, so much grace that Josh got out, that we got out, that there were no deaths yet. So much grace, so much grace. So I think, you know, when I've gone through crises before, there's always been this, if you just take a moment and go, okay, I'm panicking, but God is here, you will always find extra support from Spirit. It said that, you know, our spiritual teacher used to say, Spirit, or the mantle that he was overshadowed by, that Spirit is best when we're at our worst. And that is surely my experience. So that was a rather long-winded tale, but quite a dramatic one. What would you like to share, Michael?
Well, I was involved in that adventure as well, and it was harrowing, and it was. But in the long run, it worked out really well for the people that got out. And everybody did get out, I think, from the highland, as far as I know. I at least had the chance to get out. But it was one of those unpredictable things that just came upon us, and we survived. And so I'm grateful for that. And I'm just, again, really impressed with the firemen and how they were us responding to the shifting situation that was shifting so quickly. And I was curious about, so you got out, so how did you go from there? What have you done? That's at least 10 days ago. That's quiet.
Yeah, well, this is our story, but it is the story of, I have spoken to, of course, countless people. Mind you, there were 6 major fires burning at the same time. It was extraordinarily high winds and incredibly arid. We're in a major drought. We have not had rain in, I believe, a year. And how long?
About 9 months. Let's see, April. So that would be nine and a half months. But that's very unusual.
Very dangerous conditions. Very dangerous conditions. And so, I've spoken to many, many people in the different fires as I've been you know, out to getting clothing and things. So my experience since then is we drove out of the fire. We'd just driven through flames, and I had texted my girlfriend and asked if we could stay at her home because she I knew she was out of town for about 5 weeks, and she said, "I'm so sorry people are staying there, but let me get you an Airbnb." And she had already rented an Airbnb for us within like 10 minutes while we're driving around aimlessly, just driving away from the fire. By the way, PCH is already black. It was incredible. The sky was black.
Tell them what PCH is.
Pacific Coast Highway. So Palisades Drive, the one way in and out of the Highlands, then dead ends into Sunset, which is where the Self-Realization Fellowship is. Yogananda's beautiful lake shrine. And so that was, the fire was right there. So we drove, made a right out of the dead end, and then got onto Pacific Coast Highway, and the sky was just black already there. So we're talking a good 5 miles from the fire within, I don't know, an hour and a half or two. It was crazy how fast that fire moved. So my beloved friend, Libby Weintraub, had secured an Airbnb for us in Venice, far enough away from the fire. We stayed there for 5 days. It's funny because she saved it for 5 days. And I'm like, oh, we'll only need a few days. Little did we know. And so it was just such a blessing to have a sanctuary to land in when there's no flames. And so you really see what is important. So everybody, please go kiss your loved one. Send them a loving text. Hug them right now because that is what is important. We're all safe. That's not the case for everyone. And really, truly, we are all so blessed.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over 3 decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at aliciadoss.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like 3 digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at aliciadoss.com/book. Do it now.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadoss.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadoss.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadoss.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
You can have the help of the angels. In fact, your own unique angelic ancestry will help you discover your angelic name, true nature, and the sole purpose of your life. And now, Alicia Doss has made it easy for you to find your angelic ancestry with her book debuting July 2025, called You Got It, Your Angelic Ancestry. This step-by-step guide gives you angelic assistance to let you thrive in life. Visit aliciadoss.com to find out more and pre-order the book for lots of free gifts now. That's Your Angelic Ancestry at aliciadoss.com.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us for Live Your Love, this special LA fire, personal stories, and most of all, healing. Feel free, if you have questions, do call in. The numbers to call in, if you have any questions, you can ask us about anything, you know, probably related to meeting challenges with spirit, but it could be anything, at 310-371-5444 or 800-555-5453. So if you have a question, give a call at 310-371-5444 or 800-555-5453 and feel free to ask us a question. And and Jay, if you start getting questions, just let us know that. And in the meantime, Michael, do you have any more questions?
Well, I'm just reflecting on the experience. There was a lot of kindness from people I didn't know that I was really appreciative, and I really kind of witnessed that. I wonder if you had anything to say about that. And I was also kind of curious about if you had any messaging or information from the angels related to this experience and maybe what is here for us to learn from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I just want to talk about kindness. I mean, I don't think people can say bad things about LA anymore. I mean, we all do. But the thing is LA has so come together through this. I mean, really, our whole world has come together through this. As mentioned, we've had firefighters from all over. We've had police from other places. The police have been so kind. And we've all been in a, you know, we didn't know, of course, for many days whether our home was standing or not. So many homes were just watching them just crumble to ash in what seemed like a moment. It was insane. And you didn't, even though, like, the embers were jumping, cars were going up, it was just like you saw in the news. And so many people lost their homes. And I'll tell you right now, we did not lose our home. And thank God. But for many days, we had no idea. We had no idea. And I had this moment where I just, I mean, as most of you know, I have a book coming out. And I really poured my entire life into that book. And it is about angels. It's called Your Angelic Ancestry. And I said to the angels, it was just this moment of raw humanity. I had really given everything to buy this home, and I dropped to my knees and I said, please don't take my home. Please protect my home, Mikael, Archangel Michael, who I often call upon. Of course, I called upon Spirit and the Traveler and the Christ and Mother Mary and the fairies, I mean, pretty much everybody. And but I was very specifically talking to Mikael in that moment, and I heard Mikael say so clearly, it's okay. It's okay. You need to focus on getting that book into the hands of people looking for it, and on serving will protect your home. And it was like somebody drained the panic out of me. I believed him. And I can't say I was, you know, relaxed after that, but I did believe him. And I want to talk about the power of prayer for a second. So if you have something that is, you know, you're in dire need, ask everybody to pray for you, because I swear to God, even if it was a doctor's office calling to cancel an appointment, I said pray, and I gave everybody my address. I'm not going to give it out on the radio, but I gave everybody my address. I emailed it. I texted. Of course, I had people texting from all over the world, and my to pray, and I gave my address. I think I might even have, I don't know. I probably gave it out way too much, but then I even put it on Facebook when we were trapped. And I just said, please pray. And everybody prayed. Strangers, please pray, you know. And everybody was praying, and our home and not all of our friends, certainly some dear friends who lost their home, but most of our friends, their homes were all in this one pocket. And you see on the map, if you look at the fire map, there's red, angry red, over 24,000 acres, and there's one teardrop shape that was protected, that is not red, and that our home is in that. And to me, that's the power of prayer. Now, for those who lost their homes, it doesn't mean they weren't praying at all. It's not saying that. I know they did. And we're going to keep adding our prayers until their homes are rebuilt, until they have a new home. It just is a testament to the power of prayer. And I do want to talk very quickly about the kindness. Sorry, I could go on and on about this. I'm so deeply grateful. Strangers everywhere. There's no strangers in LA anymore. So, especially if you're in line, it's beautiful. So many people have been donating, and so I've been standing in lines here and there to get clothing for myself and our family, because we have no idea whether it'll be 2 months or some people are going to say a year before we'll get back in. It's a hazmat zone. And the fire's still raging, by the way. So I want to do a prayer in a second, because we're in fire watch weather again right now until 6 p.m., 10 p.m. tomorrow. But strangers hugging, strangers, the people opening their homes, people opening their stores, saying, show ID, and it's like, here's some underwear, here's some socks, it's just incredible. And yes, the kindness of strangers in LA has been absolutely overwhelmingly gorgeous. That's been really gorgeous. And I would love for us to do a quick prayer, please, Michael, because, again, we're in dangerous fire weather watch. Humidity is even lower than it was when the fire started. And the winds are gusting. It's going to be gusting again. I think it starts this evening. So let's just do a quick prayer for the winds to calm and for rain. So if you all would join me, and then do please call in. Let's just join together in prayer. And you can chant into the light of the Holy Spirit and the Christ that for the highest good, the winds would calm. We send a special invitation out to the wind Davis, to the wind spirit, that whatever action is being balanced out, we're sorry, we love you, please forgive us, and we pray for grace. We ask that the winds calm and that the rains come. Please, beloved Lord, send rain to our area, and let the winds be merciful and calm for safety. Do you want to add something to me, Michael, before we go to future?
We do ask for rain to come to Scottsdale, California, for the highest good, that anything that can be done from spirit to facilitate that, let it be done. And we extend our gratitude for this lesson, this opportunity to grow, this chance to come into greater togetherness. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to give it to a commercial and be right back.
Alicia Doss's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit AliciaDoss.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit AliciaDoss.com now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over three decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at aliciadoss.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like three digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at aliciadoss.com/book. Do it now.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Hey, welcome back. If you do have a question, please feel free to call in at 310-371-5444. I'll say that more slowly. If you have a question, please call in at 310-371-5444. 310-371-5444. I've texted and picked you up the phone number before. But that is the number to call in if you have a question. 310-371-5444. Okay. So let's just really visualize and all come together here and just really ask that we be conduits of spirit at this time, really coming together and praying for the winds to calm, for grace to enter into this land, for blessings to come to all those affected, but special blessings for the weather, for the fire watch we're in now through tomorrow evening, that the weather would calm, that together we can shift the karma of this land to that of grace. Right now, in relation to this current weather, that the winds would abate, that the rain would come, that the humidity would rise. Do you want to add anything, Michael?
No, that was beautiful. Amen.
Amen. So you asked me what message can the angels have. Yeah, let's see what they have to say. Well, it seems we have a lot of angels on our call. When I bring forward angel messages, I tend to tune in and see who's present. In this case, there's so many present that they're just telling me to go ahead and speak. So what I hear is the ancient karmic balancing is occurring here. Not so simple as what you might think it is. Much more intricate and nuanced. As has been said many times, one never knows enough to judge unless one can get above and feel the karmic intricacies. And of course, if they could, they would never judge, but know that all is neat and right. The angels are wrapping around individually and collectively all those affected at this tender time. We know the pain you endure, the tears, the heartache, here with you. Your precious things destroyed. Some have lost loved ones. Firefighters are exhausted, police too. And certainly those who lost homes or displaced from homes. Call upon us to give you strength, to give you comfort. You can even call upon to convey your prayers for rain, for wind abatement, for shelter, for healing, most of all for love, for divine love and divine remembrance. For we are always, always connected to and aware of God, and we will lend you that those eyes to see when the eyes see only devastation and pain around you. Look through our eyes and see the beauty of the angels wrapping around each person, and see the beauty of angels within human form, and see God loving you home through it all. Affection is hard to understand, and yet there is an explanation for it that makes perfect sense. And one day you will understand, and one day you will read the records and say, ah, this was perfect. Didn't feel like it at the time, and yet it was. Blessings are already coming from it. Lessons, learning, preparation, healing, loving, service, and more coming from this. Coming towards each of you. We are with you. We are with you. We are with you. Call upon us. It is not that we are distant and you need to call us to you. It is more that you need to call yourself into the awareness that we are always with you. We will find ways to help you smile, to help you have hope, to help you have optimism, to help you rebuild, to help you grow, and most of all, to help you love yourself, others, the situation. Yes, it is possible. And most of all, God. For love, made of and sourced of the love of God. And this we impart to you simply for the blessing. We will bless your city. We will bless you. So be it, and so it is. Amen. And they just showed them this beautiful image. And they said a few more words, which I didn't say, which was, Alleluia, it is risen. I believe they're referring to the spirit of our city. Showing me the most beautiful angel from the ashes, right? A golden angel. With the most compassionate eyes upon our city. And tell me, what message do you hear?
The city of angels. I was just reflecting, it's the city of angels, and the angels have spoken. The message I get is very much that this is, and many things that have happened on this planet are advancing into the common understanding and the common perspective, meaning that more and more people are coming to the realization that our world is in a transitional process, and this is fundamentally connected to climate change, affected obviously by all the things that humankind is doing, the pollutants, and both air pollution and water pollution, soil pollution, so many different factors of how humankind is, let's say, mismanaging this earth. And a consequence is coming to us. And we are seeing it all over the world. And here in Los Angeles, we're seeing it, and by having these things happen that are so out of character or place in that time, it's opening awareness to the reality of things are different, and they're going to be different, and they're going to be more different. And none of us can go and find our little perfect safe place and be assured that it's all going to be fine for us, even if the rest of the world floods or burns or, you know, starves or whatever. We are not going to be exempt. We are our brother's keepers. And so every time one of these things happens, it's a messaging for all of us to get past our petty squabbles and our petty differences and rise to a greater common purpose of the survival and the flourishing and the upliftment of all mankind.
Yeah, beautiful. And we're going to go to a commercial and be right back for our last segment.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over 3 decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at aleshadas.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like 3 digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers, and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at aleshadas.com/book. Do it now. Alicia Das's new book, Your Angelic Ancestry, is due out July 2025. It tells you how to access your angelic ancestry to discover your angelic name, your own true nature, and your sole purpose in life. But how would you like to get the book for free? Well, you can sign up for Alicia's never-before-offered online masterclass called Rise. Visit aleshadas.com to sign up for the Rise Masterclass. And not only will you get the book for free, but you'll be uplifted into the love, joy, and peace of the archangels. Visit aleshadas.com now.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aleshadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aleshadas.com, code Healthy Life.
Hi, welcome back to our last few moments of Live Your Love. And we have a question. Karen, go ahead.
Hi, it's Karen Elliott, and I just want to say I'm glad things worked out for your home. You've been in my prayers, and both of you, and my situation isn't exactly the same. It's sort of the fire aspect of it, but I'm at a place in life where it's sort of like, it's almost like all reference points have gone. I was a caretaker for my mom and she recently passed, and I'm not anchored where I am anymore. And it's sort of like, it just feels like, and the closest relationships I've had, everything is sort of left. And so I'm just, and I don't want to make it the same, but there's a part when I look at sort of the decimation there, people who've just lost everything, and there's just that place of what do you recommend in terms of, I just find myself in a place right now where I'm not necessarily taking steps in a particular direction or having clarity about that or even doing the best at taking care of what would be the next best step. Part of me is still sort of in freeze mode or something and just looking for some help and or just insight or suggestions. And my biggest piece is like I just want to be aligned with the divine and whatever is, you know, sort of let spirit be the driver and just be in clarity for that. So that's kind of my ask.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful question and a place that we can come to as humans where it's really ground zero. And first of all, I just send so much love to you for all. It's hard to be in that much change and loss, and especially for the transition of your mother, so sending so much tender hugs and light to you at this time. Well, the first thing I would say is it's challenging when we go through these situations. The first thing that will go is self-care. And that is really the way where we can get back on our feet faster. Now, it's not easy, of course, because you have to take care of business. But are you doing any form of whether it's meditation, of course you want to get enough sleep, you want to do something that connects you to spirit, that brings you that awareness that God is with you. Are you doing any form of spiritual practice daily?
I do the circle of light, but I'm not so great with the SE. So I feel called to that, but I haven't been so diligent to put my butt in the chair, but I feel called to it. And so I don't know if it's an avoidance or it's just, but it's just been hard. I want to.
Mm-hmm. I really hear you. You know, I suggest rather sometimes to go, well, I need to do an hour of spiritual exercises and then we don't do anything. I suggest you consider making a commitment to yourself to do 1 minute a day. 1 minute with a seat of the pants in the chair. Not 1 minute often. If you really make that commitment, that 1 minute is no pun intended, on fire. No, that 1 minute is really powerful. And if you just say, I'm going to do 1 minute, or if you prefer 5 minutes, right? But don't leave it open-ended. No, I'm going to do 5 minutes, and then I have to get up after 5 minutes. So focused in that 5 minutes. But I would say, so spiritual practice, but also a really simple practice is to just go to minister to your little child and go put your hand on your belly and say, what are you feeling, love? So just do it really quickly now, and then we do need to move to another caller, but really quickly now, put your hand on your belly. What is your little one feeling?
My whole family's passed, but I just miss them.
Yeah. So she's feeling so I would like you to say out loud, Karen, you know, Aunt Sweetheart, I really hear you feel sad and you miss your family.
Sweetheart, I hear you and I feel that I see that you feel bad.
Yeah. And love, God is going to take care of us. I'm going to handle things. Your job is to heal. I should just say some variation of that to her.
It's hard.
Well, I can say it to her. Do you like want me to say it to her?
Yeah, please.
Beautiful little one, you've done such a good job. Your job now is just to heal and to be held in the arms of the angels. And Karen's going to handle the things that need to be handled. Your job is to keep her healthy and to let her love you. That's all you have to do. Okay. And the last thing I would add, Karen, before we need to go on to another caller, is, sweetie, really, I want your mantra to be receive. If people want to give you a hug, great. If they want to give you a bowl of soup, if they want to, people say, what can I do? You say, I don't know what I need, but please just be with me. You know, I'm open to receive. And they mm-hmm. will give to you. Yeah? But you got to open to receive at this time. Can you do that?
I think it's part of what's hard. I'm just in an area where I'm isolated and I don't have anybody down on the ground here.
And then I want you to be on your phone and text and call and email people every day. You cannot isolate at this time. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
But do that, get those spiritual exercises in just a minute or 5 minutes and know that spirit is with you and you will come out of this. Stronger
yep.
than ever. Yeah.
Yeah, well. Thank you. God bless you.
So much love to you.
You too. Thank
okay.
you.
Of course. Okay, we have another caller. Lily.
Yes.
Talk to
yes. Hello?
Hi. Hi there.
Hi. Is that Alicia?
It is.
It's Lily from Sydney.
Hi, sweetie. It's kind of hard to understand you, but tell us your question because we just have a minute or so left of the show.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, yes. Look, I was dear Susie from New Zealand supported me in calling you because I was having some heart pain this morning, and I just don't know. And it's happening 6 o'clock every morning. I'm getting discomfort in my heart area, and this morning was the worst. And so I don't know if it's happening, if it's a collective thing that I'm picking up on, or if it's my own thing, but it's a bit scary. So I just thought I would call you and just see if there's anything that you might be able to see that might be going on.
Absolutely. I'm going to, we only have like a minute left. I'm going to let so, Michael, go ahead.
Oh. For you, Lily, it's the key now to relax, to know that Stephen is fine and that God is preparing new things for you and new opportunities for you to express your love and to share your specialness, your special messaging into life. And for you, there's an impatience because of the uncertainty about what you do next and what your life's about. But don't worry. Good things are coming. As much as you can, relax, let go, and go deeper inside. Hear and feel and know that the kingdom of God is present with you and you are blessed. You're not alone in this process. Your will is taken care of. You are taken care of. And bless you. So be it.
We love you so, so much, and we are with you. Please reach out anytime.
I should.
Awaken to a life where heaven and earth unites. Unlock the secrets of your divine lineage with your angelic ancestry, your personal birth registry for the angelic realm. With step-by-step techniques refined over 3 decades and tested by thousands, this book reveals how discovering your archangelic heritage can dissolve existential fears and suffering. Learn to embody the divine frequency of God's intention for you. Experience life as the angels do, with each breath drawing you closer to the infinite love and wisdom of the divine. If you order the book now at aliciadas.com/book, you'll get lots of bonuses like 3 digital sample chapters, access to join the VIP private launch team, a live online June 2025 masterclass summit with top name influencers and a reader's guide. But you have to order the physical book to get these bonuses. Only $17.99. Order the book now at aliciadas.com/book. Do it now.
Thank you so much for listening to the show today. I wanted to let you know I'll be back on Monday the 27th. So if you have any questions, please do give a call. It's going to be noon to 1 o'clock, and do call in and ask questions. And then on February 3rd, make sure to listen because I'll have Neil Donald Walsh. Neil Donald Walsh is the author of Conversations with God. So make sure to tune in to those two shows and also have a free Zoom gathering, again, in support of all those in the fire or anybody going through any fires of life. Just email office@awaketolove.com, awaketolove.com, to get the Zoom link. So much love to you. Thank you for listening in, and thank you to Michael for joining, Michael Hayes. And in the meantime, live your love.
You've been listening to The Alicia Das Show. Tune in the same time next week for more positive transformation information that will help you have a happy, more spiritually connected life.